Next item is 1315.
Accept bid of Just Bucket Excavating, Inc. for the Northeast Columbia Boulevard at MLK Junior Boulevard project for $1,083,525.
So, Commissioner Saltzman, we felt it was important to have a special guest show up for your final meeting, and we thought, who better than Larry Paulette? Welcome, sir.
Wow.
He's always entertaining. That's good.
I don't even have an idea what to say. Maybe I'll just leave. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners, and we are sorry to see you go, Commissioner Saltzman.
Thanks, Larry.
I haven't been in here that often, but, you know, you ask some very good questions, and you're obviously an engaged commissioner, and we appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Okay, to business. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Just Bucket Excavating for the Northeast Columbia Boulevard project at MLK. The amount's $1,083,525.36. I always wonder about the cents on those. Anyway, the engineer's estimate on the project was $933,000. The Bureau's confidence level was optimal at the time. Bids were opened October 30th. Five were received. Just Bucket is low. $1,083,525. I'm going to skip the 36 cents, which is $150,525 or 16% over the engineer's estimate. This project is a federally funded highway project, and as such, the city's standards goal of 20% disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business and service disabled veterans participates not applicable. Federal projects recognize the DBE, disadvantaged business certification only. Oregon Department of Revenue is the grantor and manager of federal funds. They do provide the oversight and allocate the goals. The project has a 13% DBE goal, which is higher. Transportation has been working hard to get higher and higher goals out of ODOT, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but this one has a 13%. We actually have Just Bucket is committed at 23.5%, but given that Just Bucket is a DBE firm, it brings the total participation to almost 75%. Just Bucket Excavating is located in Albany, Oregon. They are state-certified DBE and MBE contractor. They're a firm included in the city's prime contractor development program. However, they did not get this opportunity through that program. They are in compliance with all the city's requirements for contracting. If the council has any questions, I can answer them. We did not ask either the Bureau or the contractor here today because of they're so far over the requirements.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? I'll entertain a report or entertain
move
a motion.
To adopt the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Fish. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Report's adopted. Thank you. Next item, 1315.